coming into the sitting, bringing friendly attention to the sensations of sitting, noticing the different touch points. Opening this heart, mind, body with friendliness as we engage the practice. Opening with a joyful heart to all that arises, whatever it may be. Allowing yourself to take some nice full cleansing breaths, letting each one release and release you, release the body, and create a bit of ease. And letting the awareness rest in the breathing, wherever you would like to locate it, nostrils, throat, chest, belly. Let it rest there. Noticing breathing in, breathing out. Noticing breath long or short. Counting breaths, whatever helps you to settle into being here, being present. It's said that the mind, in and of itself, is empty and clear. And the various hindrances that we've been practicing with are simply objects that have appeared in the mind, appeared in the mirror of the mind. And so you may find this image helpful as we continue to practice. Imagining, if you will, that your mind is a vast mirror, that it is clear, shining, smooth as glass, and perfectly reflective. And as all mirrors are, it is actually untarnished by all that is reflected in it. So whether there is sense desire, aversion, sleepiness, restlessness, doubt, these are simply objects that are reflected in the mirror. They are not the mirror itself, the mirror of our minds. Nothing sticks to a mirror. And so, the thoughts and emotions that may arise, the plans, the worries, the regrets, challenging thoughts and aversions around body sensations, the experiences of hearing, these are just objects reflected in the mirror of our minds. They show while they have their life, and then they disappear. And the mirror is clear once again. There's no need for judgment or aversion, clinging, grasping. The thoughts, the feelings, the sounds, the sensations are simply arising out of causes and conditions, seen in the mirror of the mind as images. With no power to harm us, they come, they go. Anchoring the awareness in the breathing with a mind like a mirror, reflecting all that shows as it is and letting it go. Recognizing and allowing whatever shows in the mirror, perhaps different hindrances or other experiences that fall out of that categorization, recognizing them, allowing them to show in the mirror of the mind. if a particular image is persistent, then engaging in some investigation, asking, what is this? What am I believing? How is this felt in the body? Becoming intimate with whatever is showing in the mirror of the mind. And when it passes, it subsides, perhaps there's an experience of not so identified, then just simply returning to that sense of sitting here with the breathing and a mind like a mirror. Appreciating moments when the mirror of the mind is very clear, enjoying them without clinging after those experiences. And if clinging happens, letting that be yet another object reflected in the mirror of the mind. resting with a mind like a mirror. Knowing that we do this practice not just for ourselves, but for all the lives that we touch. As we practice cultivating a clear, unreactive mind and are more at peace, we pass this on to others. We become a point of peace in the world. Beautiful quote here. There are those who discover they can leave behind destructive reactions and become patient as the earth, unmoved by fires of anger or fear, unshaken as a pillar, unperturbed as a clear and quiet pool. Unperturbed as a clear and quiet mirror. And so with this remembrance that we practice not only for ourselves, but for those that we hold dear, engaging in a little bit of sympathetic joy practice in these last minutes of our practice today. So bringing to mind someone you care about, someone it's easy for you to rejoice for. Holding this one in your mind's eye, picturing him or her, some being. And sense the natural joy you have for their well-being, for their happiness, for their success. And with this one in mind, directing these phrases silently to this being that you're holding in mind, may you be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune and causes for joy and happiness increase. Feeling the breath, maybe feeling it through the heart area. Maybe feeling the hand at the heart as you carry on with the practice. Now extend these phrases to someone else that you care about. Holding this one in mind. May you be joyful. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune and causes for joy and happiness increase. Let your well-wishing extend outwards to people you barely know. Those neutral people. You see them in stores, at the bank, or on the street, in your neighborhood. But you don't really know them. May have given them barely a thought, yet they too wish to be happy. So holding this one in mind, maybe there's a few neutral ones that kind of pop up. May you too be joyful. May you too be joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May good fortune and causes for joy and happiness increase. And trying on extending these good wishes, these joyful wishes, to some that you find a bit difficult in your personal life or in the world at large. Imagine if everyone was happy and joyful, the state of peace on this planet. So holding these beings in mind, may you too be joyful. May you be really joyful. May your happiness increase. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. And that can be a little challenging. And so for today, we're going to wrap up our practice with well-wishing for everyone that's participated in this workshop, remembering those who are not here today as well. How you have all been benefactors for one another. Holding in mind different ones here, the group as a whole. May we all be joyful. May we all be joyful. May we all have our happiness increase. May we all have our happiness increase. And may we all know good fortune and the causes for joy and happiness. May our good fortune and the causes for joy and happiness increase. Letting go of phrases and just resting in a sense of sitting and breathing, letting yourself be aware of the effects of these practices on mind, on heart, on body, letting it register.